Tell you what, darling. Well, I don't mean you go on up and join my brother and that big old gal he's with.
What? In the same room? No, sir, I couldn't do anything like that.
Oh, don't get yourself all in a tither. I didn't mean join him in the same room. I just meant go upstairs like they did. We'll find our own room.
Oh, well, hell, that's more like it. I never thought you'd ask. I was beginning to think you didn't like me.
Oh, I like you, darling. I like you just fine. Now, how about getting a bottle to take up with us?
All right.
Never mind the bottle, miss. You won't be needing it. None of them will.
What? What do you mean I'll not be needing me a bottle of whiskey?
You won't be needing it because you'll either be going back to McAllister with me to stand trial for bank robbery and murder, or you'll be dead.
The little man stared incredulously at Falcon for a moment.
You're a funny man, mister. You give me a good laugh. So what makes you think we held up a bank in McAllister, huh? Where is McAllister, anyway? They ain't none of us ever even been there.
Oh, you've been there, all right. I know that because I trailed the five of you from there to here.
You trailed us? Oh, wait a minute. That was you?
It was me.
But I thought...
That you got me with a rock slide? Yeah, that was close, but not close enough.
Who the hell are you, anyway?
The name is Falcon McAllister.
Falcon McAllister? Damn, Cleet, you and your brother said taking that bank would be easy. Shit! Now we got Falcon McAllister after us.
Shut up, Terrell, you damn fool. Don't you realize you just confessed to murder in front of a dozen witnesses?
What the hell you talking about? I didn't kill nobody. Your crazy brother Luke is the one who done the killing.
I told you to keep your mouth shut.
The bar girl standing near the table moved away quickly, while all the others in the saloon, sensing something was about to happen, moved back against the walls, opening up the center of the saloon.
You seem to put yourself in a bit of a pickle here, Mr. McAllister. There's only one of you, and there's four of us. Appears to me like you would have been a heap better off just staying out of this. I'm gonna enjoy this.
Take your guns out of your holsters and put them on the floor.
Oh, McAllister, I would call that bold talk for someone who's not only outnumbered 4-1, but who ain't even holding the pistol. I'll tell you right now, the only way my gun is coming out of my holster is when I pull it to kill you.
A grin appeared on Falcon's face then. It was cold, calculated, confident. A brilliant flash of lightning struck so close that it was concurrent with the explosive peal of thunder. Mueller jumped up, his gun in his hand.
Now, boys!
The other three came up. All four men went down with fatal gunshot wounds.
Good God, I seen it, but I ain't believing it. Are they dead?
They're all dead.
How do you know they're all dead?
Because I didn't have time not to kill him.